Module 7, Cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is unfortunately a new problem in the workplace. Bullying and harassment that once occurred in person is now finding its place into the day-to-day workplace via the internet and other electronic devices. Harassment via electronic devices is just as illegal and non-compliant as punching, screaming, and other types of harassment. This type of hostile environment needs to be identified and reported to human resources immediately. Sending humiliating mass emails. Emailing in masses, or as a send-all email, is a good way to reach a large number of the company's employees very quickly. This is often used in our everyday tasks to contact the entire team or department. But when a mass email makes an employee feel ashamed, belittled, or demeaned, this is considered cyberbullying. Sending emails containing racial slurs, gender jokes, off-color, and discriminating work is illegal and hurts others. Using the email system to harass and demean is not the intended purpose of the system. What is an example of a humiliating email? Ethnic joke sent around the department. Party announcement containing a racial slur. Health benefits information with wording that is derogatory terminology for gender alternatives. Altered pictures of a coworker sent as a joke. Sending harassing emails. Harassment does not always occur in person face-to-face. Oftentimes, it comes in the form of an email via the internet. An email that is disrespectful, rude, or insulting is also considered harassment. Harassment via email is as damaging as verbal harassment. It is meant to control or demean the receiver and creates a hostile workplace. These emails usually are repeated and only focused on specific individuals. These emails need to be reported immediately. Harassing emails are different than an ill-worded email. When ideas and directions are given via email, sometimes there is a misinterpretation of the tone of the wording. This can cause a pleasant email to be received as angry. This is not a description of a harassing email. This writer is just in need of coaching on the wording of emails. Harassing emails are written to harm. Their intentions are to cause distress, not instruct or assist. Emailing lies to others. Emailing lies and other forms of negative information concerning a certain person or group is also considered cyberbullying and workplace harassment. Most companies and organizations have internet policies against this type of behavior. Zero-tolerance harassment policies do not allow for any lies or negative emails to be sent about others. Some examples are gossip, rumors, accusations, lies and other untruths, edited or doctored pictures of others. Monitoring policy. Employers have a responsibility to maintain a safe and healthy workplace for everyone. This includes having a well-designed anti-harassment program. This program should include processes and procedures that monitor the employee's internet use. According to federal law, the emails that are sent via the company's email system are property of the company and not the senders or recipients. This gives the company the right and responsibility to monitor all emails when necessary. Monitoring possible acts of harassment is included. The company's monitoring policy includes the following: explicit expectations for the use of the internet and email, detailed explanation of the no expectation of privacy, define and list examples of harassment via emails, clearly express the consequences for all violations. Case study. Casey is reviewing the anti-harassment program at the company. He is noticing that it is outdated and in need of some revisions. It does not have any mention of internet harassment. He calls the HR manager, Jill. He reports that the program does not have a cyberbullying section. He advises that this section be added and that he will submit the outline for her approval on Friday. Casey designs the cyberbullying section of the program. It includes definitions and examples of sending mass emails that are harmful and sending harassing emails. He makes sure that he includes specifics also for sending falsehoods to others about the victim. When he emails the draft to Jill, she responds with the latest information on the IT's monitoring processes for the internet usage of the employees. Casey thinks that this should be added to the draft and resends it to Jill for her approval. She approved the draft and asks Casey to publish the program additions.